from the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
This month, the Department of Military Science at the University of Alaska will present its annual ROTC awards to outstanding students in the ROTC program. The awards reflect the work done by students throughout the year and throughout their college careers. Among the awards are the Reserve Officers Association, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Association of the U.S. Army, and the American Legion. With us is Lieutenant Colonel Edmund J. Kennedy, head of the Department of Military Science. Colonel, how would you describe the purpose of these awards?
Well, Dean, the purpose of any award is twofold. First is to provide an incentive for excellence in performance, and secondly, to recognize the achievement of the young man who renders this excellent performance.
What are the qualities needed by cadets to be considered for one of these awards?
Well, there are two things which are really common to all of our awards. First is both military and scholastic excellence, and secondly is a contribution to the university community through their demonstrated leadership.
Who won the top awards this year?
The two top awards at the Governor's Day ceremony are the Governor's Award and the University President's Award. This year, the winner of the Governor's Award was Gerald S. Culp, who's one of our local Fairbanks boys. In order to win this award, Jerry had to first be in the upper 10% of his ROTC class, the upper quarter of his academic class, to demonstrate high qualities of both military and academic leadership, as well as the qualities of discipline, courtesy, character, and consistently demonstrate his capabilities as an officer. And finally, he needs a recommendation from both the professor of military science and the dean. The second award, the President's Award, was won this year by Mr. Bobby Gaddis, who's one of our local hockey players. To get this award, Bobby had to be in the upper 10% of his ROTC class and in the upper 25% of his academic class. Again, he had to make a significant contribution not only to the ROTC, but also to the university through his leadership. Finally, he had to be recommended for this by the professor of military science. I should also point out that the selection of the winners of these awards was likewise done by a board of cadets, which reviewed the qualifications for all the nominees for these awards.
Thank you. We've been talking to Lieutenant Colonel Edmund J. Kennedy, head of the Department of Military Science at the University of Alaska. This is Dean Werner.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.